This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. This is Robert Reese, and we're on the CEO Show. We're here today with Dottie Herman. How are you, Dottie?
I'm great, Robert. A lot of traffic, but I'm so glad to be here.
And I'm glad to have you here. And everyone listening in, Dottie is the CEO of Douglas Elliman, which is one of the leading real estate firms in America, the leading certainly in the New York area, founded in 1911. Just real estate is a crowded place. Why is Douglas Elliman different than any other real estate agency?
Well, Douglas Elliman is, first of all, situated our business plan. We're in seven states. And our business plan, unlike others, first of all, we're all one company. They're not franchises. And our business plan is to be where our client is, not to be in every state, but it's actually that brand recognition. So we know that our clients are in New York. They're in Florida. They're in the Hamptons and Long Island and Westchester, so L.A. So we are situated with where our clients are, not just to be big and be everywhere. And so that a client works with us in New York when they're going to, like, gets cold and they want to go to Florida, they know we're there. If they trust us and they're a loyal client because we've done the right job, which we try to, then that's where they go.
So let's talk about your role. In 2001, you became CEO. But before that, you did some amazing things. Like in your 1930s, talk about what you did, how you bought a business on no money. Because I think CEOs would love to hear about that.
It's kind of very, like, great story. I worked for Merrill, never planning to stay in the real estate business. I got my Series 7, and Merrill Lynch at the time, and I guess they were going back to the 80s, decided, you know, they would like to get extra margins on their customers, so I'm going to sell you a stock, we'll give you a mortgage, and then we'll now sell you a home. So they opened up a whole real estate division by buying the top companies across the country, and they were all owned by them. So that's who I worked for, and I loved working for them. I learned so much, and they were very much a company that put resources into the people that worked for them. So I grew, and then I was so sad. One day they announced, we're selling it. It's up, you know, and it was a national company, so it was public. It was all over the papers. And it took about a year for them to sell it. They a year later, sold it to Prudential, which, coming from Merrill Lynch, was a whole difference. And they said, we don't want to own a company. We don't believe in national companies. We think that markets are very local and mm-hmm. it should have local players. Mm-hmm. So we're going to franchise.
Mm-hmm.
The Northeast. To make a long story short, my job was now temporary until they found somebody for the
Northeast.
So what'd
you do?
Well, I now worked for Prudential.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very sad. I'm like, I'm going to lose my job as soon as they find a buyer. And in the Northeast region, they found a buyer for Connecticut, they found a buyer for Jersey and New York and Long Island. I was so young, and someone, I said, oh, I'm so sad, I'm going to lose this job. And they said, well, just why don't you buy it? And I said, because I don't have any money. And they said, so what? Just say you do. And again, being young, there's something wonderful about not being afraid of being rejected or people saying you're a fool, okay? So I stood in front of probably at the time 1,200 agents who were all older than me, by the way, and said, I'm buying the company. Stick together. Together we're strong, because every other competitor was trying to raid us knowing we were for sale. And then I wrote a letter to Prudential, and I had a little help from some of my friends doing a thing that I had the money, and I had venture capital money, and I was wanted to be considered to buy the Long Island company.
So there had to be something in you where you're pinching yourself, some characteristic that drove to this success at that young age where all these 1,200 people are following you. What is that? Because I think that's something a lot of people could learn from.
I think it's two things. First of all, it was passion.
Mm.
I loved what I did. I loved the culture we had and the family that we had created. There was about 1,700 agents then. And I wasn't afraid.
Is that something?
People saying, oh, because it was kind of stupid to think I could buy the company. But I wasn't afraid of people saying, oh, really? I wasn't afraid of rejection.
As a young kid, were you someone who was not afraid and courageous, or this just emerged then?
I think a lot had to do. My mother died at a very early age. I was the oldest, and I think I always took chances. And I never looked at what people... I mean, I, of course, care about what people say, but I think so many people are afraid that if they don't succeed, and look, anybody knows to be successful, you have to fail a lot of times. If they don't succeed, that people are going to say, look, they didn't do it, they failed. And I didn't look at it that way. I looked at what's the worst that can happen.
And you just did it. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dottie Herman, who's the CEO of Douglas Elliman. And we heard a great story, an inspirational story, about you just have to go for it and have the courage. But something else you said there intrigued me, which is you talked about culture. So let's move to 2001. You take over Douglas Elliman, and you've told me when we've spoken previously that culture is really the core to everything. Describe why.
I'm such a believer in culture, and I don't think companies or people really put enough emphasis on it. Well, starting from when I had Long Island, and I carried that out through the city, is I said to the people, I need you. Stick with me. I need you. And everyone was important to me. So you might be a top producer who made a lot of money. Maybe you were brand new and you didn't. Maybe you kind of just put listings in a system. But all of those pieces together made us successful. So I made sure that everybody counted. And we had a company goal always. And everyone contributed to that goal. And I would show that goal. And so, and I found that people will work in many cases harder to not let the team down than sometimes they will for themselves.
Is that interesting?
Yes. So, I needed everyone. And when I went to the city and it was kind of, that was right after 9/11. And here's a girl from Long Island. And if you're a New York City broker, you're like, well, okay, Long Island, really? What is that all about? This is New York City. And I said to them, listen, I gambled everything I have. I borrowed all the money. I said, I really need you guys, and I don't at all want you to go follow me because of the title, because I don't believe in titles. I want you to just give me a shot, and I'll earn your respect. And I needed them. And so they all helped me. Who showed me the ropes? Who introduced me to this one? They brought me to Brooklyn when we acquired Brooklyn. I mean, everyone was a part of our success. They all rooted for it. And in real estate, it's really hard because you have to be a team, or you build a team, but you're sometimes, many times, competing with the people that are on your team for the same listing or for a customer. So, I think I built a great team, and I think we have a culture. I do a lot of social things so that people get to know each other outside of work. So
like what?
I do cocktail parties. I do educational conferences where I bring people over. I do roundtables that are hosted by some of my top producers where people just come and get information. It's really like a family.
So, well, that's a great thing, like a family. But how do you deal with, you have independent agents are different than people who work full time. So how do you deal with managing and inspiring that dynamic, Dottie?
I think it's very difficult because you can't tell independent contractors what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have a vision as a CEO yourself. And I tell people, as you know, and I always say, here's our vision. Here's where we're going. I include them in everything I do.
How do you include them?
I tell them. I don't have secrets. I tell them, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to try this. We talk about it. I talk about it with the management team, and we can disagree. And I tell them, we can all disagree. But once we decide to go with something, we're all on the same team. We have to go with it.
And there you have it. We're about to take a break. We're with Dottie Herman, the CEO of Douglas Elliman. When we come back, we're going to find out one thing that fuels every company is sales. And Dottie, I believe, knows the secret of selling and how to find people who are great at sales. So we're going to find out about that after the break. Back in a few.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective. even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Dottie Herman. And Dottie is the CEO of Douglas Elliman. So you have 7,000 salespeople, and you've built this great organization in several states, and you've combined it. I want to ask you about the concept of sales. You've obviously been a great salesperson. We heard earlier on how you bought this company with no money and build them and inspire people and get everyone on the same page. What is the secret to great sales in a highly competitive industry like real estate?
That's really a good question, because I think of myself as a CEO in a salesman's body. I mean, I don't sit behind a desk. I make sure that I'm out there. I'm out there with my agents, my managers, with the public. The public all has my number. They can call me, because I know how frustrating it would get when I would try to make call because there was a complaint or something and I got 15 million people putting me on hold. So everyone knows whatever state they're in, they have my name, they can call me, and they do. And I take every single complaint or call that comes to me personally, or I have someone handle it, because I think that that's really important. I think that sales, I don't think they teach enough sales. I think that a lot of, I think that's really a skill that in most industries, including real estate, they'll teach you about real estate and all the technical part, but they don't give sales courses on how to sell. Now, you're not going to sell somebody something they don't like. That really doesn't happen. But there's an art to sales, and I am a big believer, and I guess I want to thank Merrill for that. And first of all, I put a lot of money. We have Douglas Elliman Academy, and I'm a constant believer of growing and learning and never think you're in the business long. So you
but what's really the secret? What is the essence? What all is there any similarity?
It's building a brand. It's having the best salespeople, and the ones that aren't as good, moving them up, giving them courses.
And what makes the best ones the best? Is it relationships? Is it they have the confidence? Is it they build partnerships? What do they do?
It's a combination, because first of all, the first thing I could tell anybody, if you don't have a rapport with somebody, like, don't even start.
Well, that's a great
point.
You have to first get the rapport. Yeah.
And that doesn't guarantee you the sale, regardless of what business you're in. But if you don't have that something in the beginning, it really happens. So my first thing is how to get rapport. And if you don't have it, I don't go for the sale. You know, you need to have it. And then how to differentiate yourself. There's a million real estate companies.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of I teach people, here's what you can do, because you can actually sell your something on your own. Here's what you can do if you list it with any other broker. Here's what you can do. Here's what is different and what things you get when you list with Douglas Elliman. And here's the extra things that I do personally. And I help my agents build their brand along with mine.
And I think that could be the secret of real estate success. So let's go into something else. Let's talk about more in a leadership philosophy. You're in different states, in Florida, in Massachusetts, in New York, Colorado, California. So you sort of have all of the cultures of different communities there, which you said community is important. How do you build those? And then how do you combine that into one Douglas Elliman?
Well, again, I think a lot of it is getting people together. So people sometimes look at our company and say, I feel like I'm at a wedding. I do a reinvent every year. And
a reinvent every year. Yes. What does that mean?
And it's social. We have great speakers. I have Bette Midler, motivational speakers. I have Ronnie Deutsch. I have a lot of great speakers. And then I have all educational things.
Is Bette Midler a motivational speaker?
Yes, she is.
Wow.
And she's great.
I bet she's phenomenal.
She is great.
Does she speak and then she sings?
Well, she really has a great story, okay. And she's great. And, of course, everybody loves her.
Okay, I don't want to take you off path, but you get these reinvents, right?
And we I do it around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So I combine it with a Halloween party where mm-hmm. one day you have to be dressed, and we have education, dancing. Everybody comes from this, wherever they're coming from, California, with all information about their industry. And people, it's 3 days, and people get to know each other outside of work. In work, you know, everybody's running, everyone's hustling, they're running home for their kid. Here, people actually get to know each other and like each other and learn.
And is that the different states, or is it separate for each state?
I combine.
You combine it all.
And then I'm going to Aspen in a couple of weeks that we're doing a wellness in Aspen, which is really about your body and health and yoga and how to deal with stress. And people are coming from all over Douglas Elliman to go to that.
So people are coming from New York for that. So it's almost like each area has its indigenous specialty, and then they all learn from each other.
Right. I had our awards
mm-hmm.
the last 3 years at, with the Rockettes at Radio City Music.
Wow.
And then,
what a cool company it must be to do all this.
And then, walking, even for myself, walking on the stage at Radio Music.
You went with the Rockettes up there?
Well, I didn't dance. I wish I could like them. But it's just a feeling. And when you walk across that stage, those top people want to always be on that stage once they get that taste. And then the people that are not there yet, aspire. Gee, that's where I want.
So it's like vision. Like you've told me before, the key is vision. And people now see that vision of that stage. I want to be on there. And if they're on there, like, oh, my gosh, I do not want to not be on there next year.
Absolutely. It's one thing to get there, then staying there is
right,
the second point. And also, I think clients are today, the world is a small world. So clients like the fact that, hey, you know what? I'm in New York. Now you're going to Florida. I'm not going to give you some name on a list, which is the way a lot of companies do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're moving to Florida. They look up who's in Florida. The people know each other. And our business is also is really relationships. I know the personalities, so they know the personality that's going to work well with their client. Which makes also a difference. You can be a great producer, and maybe you just don't have the right rapport.
Is that part of the key to client service? Because your business is seriously about client service, from referrals to relationships.
Absolutely. And, myself and my partner, Howard Laura, both of us, we meet with the clients, we'll talk to them, we'll see their properties if they need us to see it. I mean, we're very hands-on. I think it's not good to get too far removed from the market.
So that's part of being the CEO. What else, when you wake up in the morning, what's on your dashboard as a CEO of a major company? What do you look at first and think about first?
My day is usually a crazy day. It's hard just because in real estate.
Do you control your day, or people just pull at you, hey, Dottie, come here, come down?
Well, that happens because, in real estate, something can just happen that you didn't anticipate and you have to kind of go with the flow. But I think another thing to my success, or I think is important, is keeping up with the vision of where it's going. I meet with CEOs from all over the country in real estate. Matter of fact, I'm leaving for a conference actually Friday. And so I meet with companies that have CEOs that are big companies. We might be competitors, but we share information. We share what we're doing. I am always growing. I also go to other industry conferences so that I'm never kind of stagnant. And I learned a long time ago, you earn what you think.
I love that. And on that note, you earn what you think. Final question, what is the website if someone wants to find out more about Douglas Elliman?
Just go to DouglasElliman.com. Just go to Douglas Elliman. Just punch in Douglas Elliman and you'll get our website. That's all you have to do.
Well, great having you on the CEO Show, Dottie.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jen Crozier. Jen is the president of IBM's foundation. Good to have you on the show.
Hi, Robert. Thanks so much for having me.
So let's talk about IBM's foundation was actually founded in 1985. So I don't know historically, but I'm thinking it was way ahead of most foundations. What is the mission of the foundation?
Yeah, the mission of the IBM Foundation is very simple and exciting. It's to take the talent and technology of IBM and to apply it to address some of the world's toughest social challenges in really catalytic ways.
So give me an example of one of those challenges you're working on right now.
Well, the three areas that we focus on are education, global health, and disaster response, and we can talk about all of those. The one that's top of mind for us right now is education, because we know that it is the silver bullet for people defining poverty versus moving into really livable wages and jobs, which is so important. So we tackle education in a lot of different ways.
Go ahead. Tell what you're doing specifically in education.
Yeah. So the first thing we know is that for younger students, our elementary school students, the biggest indicator of student achievement is teacher quality. We know that. And yet, teachers have an incredibly decreasing amount of time to spend face-to-face with students. When we talked to teachers, over 10,000 teachers we spoke with and said, how could our technologies, particularly Watson, help you to improve your teaching in the classroom? And what they told us is what they really need was time. There's all these materials out there. They're doing an enormous amount of lesson planning. So imagine, Robert, for a minute, it's September. School's just started. You're sitting in front of a class of 28 kids, all have very different learning needs and styles. They're at different places, and you have to teach them area of a triangle.
So this is real time. How do you teach people who learn differently?
You got
it. How does technology play into
that? So any teacher in the United States can go to teacheradvisor.org and find a free site where IBM's Watson culls through vetted, high-quality materials for K-5 math and will make recommendations about different kinds of activities and lesson plans that are appropriate for the students in your class. Now, one of the things that's exciting about Watson is that it personalizes recommendations. So what's right for the student who is at grade level might be really different than the student who is a year behind grade level. And this year, we partnered with the National Center for Learning Disabilities. I don't know, this was new information for me, but one out of every five students in U.S. classrooms has some sort of learning disability or attention issue.
20%.
That's right. And so the National Center for Learning Disability helped to give us guidance on what are some specific lesson plans and activities that really speak to those students and can help teachers get through to them. So then Watson can parse through enormous amounts of information, which is what Watson does, and serve up suggestions to teachers so they can spend less time planning and picking activities and more time doing what they do best and what they love to do, which is being with students in the classroom.
Talk about PTech, because I think that's a really exciting venture you're working on.
Absolutely. So, you know, if we know that what's really important in the early ed is teachers, then we move on to high school and community college. And that is the connection point where students are starting to think about and get skills that will bring them to jobs. But unfortunately, if you've looked at our nation's report card or you've looked at statistics around community college graduation rates in the country, they're pretty dismal. And I don't think there's anyone who would say that we're satisfied with where things are today. The national average for community college graduation is 13%.
13%?
Yeah.
Seriously?
87% of people who start community college won't make it to the finish line. And that varies up and down in urban and rural populations. So we spent a lot of time thinking about that. And because we know at the same time, if you look at economic development statistics, it's those middle-skill jobs, what we would call new-collar jobs. They don't necessarily...
New collar.
They're not white collar. They're not blue collar.
They're new collar.
And they're growing like crazy. They don't necessarily require a four-year degree, but they do require hard skills. And these jobs at IBM may be in areas like analytics, cybersecurity, cognitive, cloud development. So they're jobs with really good middle-income salaries, but they may not require the full 4 years. So here we know the jobs are growing, but the graduation rates are incredibly low. So we thought, how might we address this? And so 7 years ago, we partnered with the City of New York Public Schools, City University of New York, and said, what if you created a model that took the best of public schools, the best of community colleges, and industry together, and said, let's co-create a new kind of high school, a new learning experience. And we called it P-Tech. So that's a grade 9 through 14 school. Let me tell you a little bit about what P-Tech schools include. They're standard public schools. They're open enrollment. There's no cherry picking of students, and that's very important. They're typically in underserved communities, low-income communities. And every student in the school completes typical high school curriculum. This is a normal public school. But they also get support and guidance from business. So every student in an IBM partner school will have an IBM mentor. They'll have IBMers who will come and speak to the classroom about what they do and what their life is like. They'll visit our research facilities and manufacturing plants. At the end of their third or fourth year, they'll have a paid summer internship at IBM, where they'll spend 10 weeks really learning what they can expect from business and what business can expect from them. So one of the things we know, and I'm sure you've seen the literature on this, is, you know, if you can't see it, you can't be it. And so students who are the first in their family to graduate from high school may not have a picture of all the career opportunities that
are out
there.
So you're giving them the vision so they understand what the possibilities are.
Absolutely. And then we stand first in line to hire them. So the deal with P-Tech then, fast forward 7 years, we see the results, which hopefully everyone is asking, what are the real hard results here? It's 4 times the national average for on-time community college completion. The GPAs are off the charts. The students, 80% of the students are going on to complete their 4-year degrees, but the ones that want a job get them. We have over 20 of our earliest graduates already working at IBM, making salaries north of $50,000 a year. And so really great results for students. But then the second part that's exciting is the scale. So what started as one school in Brooklyn, New York, this fall is over 110 schools across the United States.
Really?
Australia, Taiwan, and Morocco. Yeah.
Oh, you must be so proud of that.
We're thrilled.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the leaders who are reinventing the fabric of the world. We're speaking today with Jen Crozier, who's the president of IBM Foundation. So here's what I'm hearing from you. There's this interesting dynamic that IBM has really been the leader for almost, say, since 1911 in all types of fairness of work and having the right people work and disabilities and the first with women, but now is the leader in AI and in technology. So you're bridging that with really what is a higher purpose. And, you know, if you look at business, in the first phase was in the 1920s, Alfred Sloan founded the concept of General Motors of the corporation. 1950s, Peter Drucker codified what management means. The third phase was in the 1980s, the Japanese brought in quality and team. And the fourth phase is an integration of purpose and profit. And what you're doing is you're putting that really on steroids by integrating the digital future with purpose and profit.
That's exactly right. Yeah. We definitely believe, I mean, we're a company that's transformed time and time again, and now we're transforming into the era of artificial intelligence. And we think...
And if I could interrupt you there, one of the things that was exciting, Ginni Rometty, when I heard her say, we don't call it just artificial intelligence, we call it augmented intelligence. I think that changes the entire framework of the world and the future.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of people that can get concerned that AI will replace humans. But we really believe in human plus machine, teacher plus machine, doctor plus machine. That's one of the important trust principles. And Ginni went on to say that as the group that is creating this technology, we have to create principles for using it. So one of them is human plus machine. One is about privacy. Your data is your data, period, and we will protect it. And the third is about transparency. There's a lot of concern about the algorithms that are behind AI. We believe that they ought to be completely transparent. And if you're not willing to make your algorithms public, it shouldn't be on the market.
And so when you do that, is this just IBM or how is this translating to the world? And you're only about 40 seconds before break, Jen.
Yeah, so these are clearly our trust principles. We've taken the lead on them. We've certainly invited our colleagues in other tech companies to join us in that and to have a consortium. And it's something that we commit to our clients and to the groups we work with around the world.
This is Robert Rees. I'm speaking with Jen Crozier. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how a foundation works, how you take the concepts and the mission of IBM and bring them to the world through the foundation. Back in a few.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Jen Crozier, who is the president of the IBM Foundation. So talk about the concept of what IBM stands for, and then let's talk about how you're bringing that to the world.
Well, one of the things I love about IBM are the values that we co-created. Almost 400,000 IBMers got online and collectively came together to decide on what our values would be. And we arrived at personal trust and responsibility in all relationships, dedication to client success, and innovation that matters for our company and for the world. And those three values are the underpinning of everything we do as a company. Now, for the foundation, I get to focus pretty heavily on the innovation that matters for the world. And so we think about how can we combine this incredible technology, AI, cloud, blockchain, quantum, that IBM is creating on a daily basis for clients, but apply it to really pressing social issues.
So let's discuss exactly how are you doing that.
Yeah. So let's take global health, for example. You know, IBM has invested heavily in our Watson Health business and partnered with some of the best cancer hospitals in the world. Memorial Sloan Kettering is just one example that has helped to train Watson, and that's part of our commercial business. But, of course, what we do commercially, we also need to give philanthropically. And so one thing the foundation has done is a program called Health Corps, where we invite public health organizations from around the world to compete for a chance to have a grant, to have IBMers and our technology come and join them to tackle whatever issue they want. So an example of that, the American Cancer Society came to us and they said, you know, the state of cancer in sub-Saharan Africa is dreadful. A lot of people don't know this, but cancer is the fastest growing rate of mortality in sub-Saharan Africa. We often think about malaria and HIV, which are, of course, horrible, but those problems are well funded and we're beginning to get a handle on them, whereas cancer is really, really growing. Less than 10% of people in sub-Saharan Africa have any access to medication, including pain relief. And what American Cancer Society told us is that's actually a supply chain problem. And it's an issue with corruption and secondary markets and ministries being able to have data and perspective on what kind of drugs they need to order. So they said, you're IBM. You have state-of-the-art supply chain. You do this with clients day in and day out. Can you help us? And we said, sure. So a team joined them on the ground, and within a few weeks, they were able to create a operational system to predict the needs for chemotherapy for three different ministries of health.
That's very exciting. And I know IBM's working the call for code as well.
Absolutely.
Which is really exciting. Describe what that is.
Yeah, so call for code is a terrific way for us to engage with developers on our platform to solve social issues. We've made a multi-year commitment to call for code. This year, it's going to be about disaster response. I mean, we need only look this month at the incredible disasters we're seeing around the world and up and down the East Coast with Florence hitting to know the rate and the impact of disasters is just growing. And so we have to grow with it and think about what new technologies and talent we can apply. So we've invited developers around the world to bring us their best ideas to think through how can code, how can technology support people in both preparing for and responding to disasters.
Let's talk about what is really your vision of what you think could happen in the world. You're in a great spot because you're with the leader in technology and AI, but you're heading up the foundation. How about Jen Crozier? What does she really want to happen in the world?
Well, I think my best days are the days where we get to unlock the power of good in people. So we are looking to figure out how to build really expansive platforms so that IBMers can more quickly and easily map to volunteer experiences they want to be working on, places that need code, and to really map it to availability. So whether you have just 10 minutes to do something, or maybe you have an hour a week, or maybe you're in a situation where you can take a month off and really dive in. Whatever is your time availability, your skills, your interest, we want to be able to map that to you and to do it at a very large scale. We're close to 400,000 employees and partners around the world. We can make a massive difference.
Let's shift over to a different topic, one near and dear to my heart, which is right now we have just 24 women Fortune 500 CEOs.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, there are more CEOs named John in Fortune 500 than women.
Right.
And I've said publicly for Forbes and in a lot of places, we need to just get to 50. Once you get to 50, we have enough critical mass we could expand. Talk about, you are president of IBM Foundation and you have an iconic leader in Ginni Rometty. Talk about your thoughts on having women in leadership.
Yeah. So we're so proud to have Ginni Rometty at the helm. I remember she was named as the first woman CEO of IBM the day before my daughter was born. And I remember being, you know, very, very, very pregnant and getting the news and weeping that my daughter was going to be born into a world where a woman was the CEO of one of the most important tech companies in the world. And I think, you know, she has really set an incredible agenda and model for young women that want to become leaders in tech companies. And also, and this I think speaks to your question, built an unbelievable bench of women underneath her. I think one of the things that's great is it's not just, okay, we have a woman CEO, we've checked that box. No. Women are building AI at IBM. We have Marie Week, who is running our blockchain business. We've got Annie Cho, who is doing just incredible things with IoT. Our general manager of Latin America, Ana Paula Assis, is, you know, just this incredible business leader, incredibly powerful. Our first woman GM in Ghana. So just one country, region, technology after another, there is this army of brilliant women who are coming up the ranks, and maybe they'll be the next CEO of IBM. Maybe they'll be CEOs of our client and partner companies. But I think what we know is every industry needs to understand technology, and so the skills that we're building at IBM are going to serve the world.
Let's ask now about the future.
Yeah.
And as president of the IBM Foundation, you've about a minute and a half left. What do you envision your future being?
I think it comes back to platforms, platforms, platforms. How do we...
Platforms, platforms, platforms.
How do we create really open systems that connect IBMers with the partners that we're working with? You know, one of the things we'll be talking about at the United Nations today is the Sustainable Development Goals and how to get the private
sector...
And that's
for 2030, and you're really pulling everyone together there.
We are, and the UN is working very diligently to get private sector connected there. So I think it is... One, how do we have a focused set of 17 goals that the world is trying to achieve? And then how do we create platforms so that massive numbers of people can get involved and take their time and talent and contribute it to that end?
It's exciting. And I know you work with organizations like CECP. And what is the secret to effective public-private partnerships?
trust, real collaboration, understanding what each group does well and what they don't do well, and, you know, being good dance partners.
And on that note, it is a pleasure having you, Jen Crozier, President, IBM Foundation, on the CEO Show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.